Paul is taking up a collection for the poor in Jerusalem. Things are tough in Jerusalem at this time. And of course, all those Jews who have become Christians are being persecuted, mocked, cut off from their families. And so they don't have any regular income, some. So Paul is taking up a collection for them, you see. And he's getting all, he said, look, it all comes from the Jews, and those of those Jews who have believed and suffered, and some already have been killed for this, we owe it to them to support them, help them. And that's what this collection is for. That we know, want you to know of the grace of God that's been given to the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their profound poverty overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. They're having a hard time. Their neighbors are laughing at them. Maybe some of their bosses have fired them. Nevertheless, they are taking up a collection for the holy ones in Jerusalem. That's a good example, right? According to their means, I can testify, and beyond their means, spontaneously, they begged us insistently for the favor of taking part in the service to the holy ones, to the saints in Jerusalem and the Holy Land. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and to us through the will of God. So that we urged Titus that as he had already begun, he should also complete for you this gracious act also. So this is now trying to get the Corinthians to get it together. You excel in every respect, faith, discord, knowledge, earnestness, and in the love we have for you. Now may you excel in this as well. See the way he looks on money? He doesn't say it's terrible, you know? He just says, what do you do with it? You know, do you help others with it? Now, I'm not commanding you, but I'm testing the genuineness of your love. He knows. He's a good salesman. I'm not just beating you up on this. I'm waiting to see how much you really love. Oh, we really love. Well, that'll increase the collection. Now, he gives an example. For you know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ. For your sake, he became poor, although he was rich. Well, for all eternity, he's God. He's dwelt with the Father in unimaginable bliss from all eternity. He needs nothing. But for your sake, he became poor, though he was rich, so that by his poverty, you might become rich. The poverty of having a body, the poverty of walking around, trying to preach, and finally the poverty of being crucified. So he's saying, think about that. Now the gospel, we're in these famous antitheses, as they're called, these contrasts. You heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. You won't find that line anywhere, but the notion is there. Now, what does it mean? Who's the enemy, anyway? The enemy is not somebody I don't like. The enemy is somebody who wills evil to me. That's the person he's telling me to love. Well, that's tough. But we're called upon to do it right now. I mean, all the healthcare stuff kind of force the church either to give up all that service to the poor, turn it back, turn it over to the government, who won't do, as everybody knows already, half as good a job. They're not doing half as good a job as we're doing now. Do we love them? Do we pray for them? An enemy is somebody who wills evil to us. Well, they want to take away this service, this among other things. And do we love them? Do we pray for them? Jesus doesn't fool around, does he? If you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Everybody does that. And he picks out the people that the people listening to him would dislike the most, the tax collectors. Because a tax collector is not a guy who sits in an office and, you know, helps you adjust your income tax. Tax collector is somebody that they contract the Roman government, because this is all occupied territory. The Roman government farms out the tax. For Tiberius, we're expecting $4 million in taxes. Now, who'll do that the cheapest for us? Who'll gather all that up for us? What contract? So some guy says, I'll do it for $300,000. All right. Now you know what he's going to do, right? This is why they're so detested. Calculate, you should pay $2,500. He doesn't say that, though. He says, you should pay $3,500. $2,500 for Rome, $1,000 for me. So they're ripping off their own countrymen. That's why they're not very popular. And that's why, remember Zacchaeus? If I have defrauded anyone, I'll pay him back fourfold. Well, I mean, if I have. Of course he has. He's a tax collector. The Romans don't pay him very much. And he makes his money that way. That's why nobody likes him. Now remember the story? The religiosus, the really religious man, he's up in the front in the temple thanking God for his religiosity. And the guy in the back, he doesn't have a friend in the world except for his fellow tax collectors and prostitutes and, you know, all that sort of thing. And he says, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, if you read that, pray that you will experience the way our Lord's heart leaps with love and admiration as he talks about that tax collector. He loves that one. Because that's the way he prays. Oh Lord, Father, be merciful to me, a sinner. He's not a sinner, he's a God. But look where he's come, to live in a bad neighborhood and to identify with us, so that we can be saved. We'll never understand the humility of Jesus. And if you greet your brothers only, you wouldn't not greet the people you know, because you hope to get invited for dinner, and, you know, he's the president of the college, and my boy is going to go there next year, I hope. And so, you know, greet your friends, quote unquote. What does he say? What's so unusual about that? Everybody does that. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. What does that mean? Total universal love. Total universal love. Exclude nobody.